Hello, Big Chow Man. I've had a grand adventure. Well, someone, not me of course, I would never admit to being an idiot. I'm too qualified and stupid for that. But here are the replaceable power sockets. Power plugs, you know. And they go together like that. And in order to sort of, there's the fucking camera, in order to sort of get that over there, it helps if this plastic stuff here is warm. But there's a technique for just sort of pressing on an area and sort of walking it over, because there's a small ridge all the way. You've got to bring that around there, and so it all sits flush like so. And it's one of those things, you know. Many years ago, I met a man who ran a mine with big earth moving machinery. You know, these are like fucking tires that are like, you know, 2 or 3 meters in diameter, about 3 meters in diameter type of stuff. And I was with a friend at the time, and he'd gotten a flat, and we'd pumped the tire up, but he'd forgotten to pull the nail out. So we rocked up at this place saying, could you help us with this flat tire? And, you know, it's with sort of big-ish tire levers, or more normal sort of tire levers, like, you know, that sort of long type stuff. This man had been changing so many tyres manually that he'd had that fucking tyre off just with tyre levers in like 30 seconds. And to this day, I'm still seriously impressed at the memory. So you see, Mr. Dumbfuck here had accidentally stacked up something that was sort of not very well, and he'd left it and left it and left it and bumped into it and left it and left it and left it, and something heavy and metallic slid off the fucking top of the heap, landed on the power cord and cut the power cord almost totally in two. And so I thought, well, we could use heat soldering and heat shrink tubing and all this sort of stuff to rejoin the cable. But, you know, I've got a small, because I tread on these fucking things, I've got a small cache of spare plugs, because I need to replace some. You know, those things get bent when you tread on them, and they can only get bent so much and straightened back so far so many times before they go, you know. So I have a little cache of these, you know, half a dozen spare. And so the time came and I just thought, this is just going to be such a fucking pain in the ass to put that much cable to rejoin it, to strip off the fucking insulation and solder, the put all the fucking heat shrink tubing on there, and the stuff I've got isn't very good because it's very, very thin and it's not glue lined. You know, this is before I had one of my enlightened friends say, is it got, you're using the stuff that's glue lined? Oh, what do you mean? And I just thought, oh, that's something I don't understand. So therefore, it's an instrument of the devil, so therefore I won't use it. But in trying to, I put a little wad of tape in there, so like it's like a conical wedge, because this is a small sort of cable, a smaller cable. It also lacks an earth cable, earth lead inside it, so there's that. And dimensionally, it's a very well made cable, but it's all double insulated type stuff. What it comes from and all, it's a very good design, but it also means that this cable is a lot smaller than normal cable, so you know, having a squeeze in, sort of having a wedge lock of tape in there is a good and necessary thing. It stops cables just rattling around loose and jerking off and jerking apart inside there, you know what I mean? So anyway, I was really struggling with the idea of getting this rubber housing with this rubber housing to go around there and around that fucking knobbish thing. I was really struggling to get that fucking thing on, and you know, and I just thought I need a like a press fit. I need two plates that I can, you know, some wood or whatever that I can squeeze them together with, you know what I mean? Like using hydraulic things to get wheels off rims. And anyway, what I did is I warmed this plastic up a bit because it was very cold at the time. I warmed that up. And I worked out that by using my thumbs, I could just squeeze, pretend that's a thumb, I could just squeeze that, so this thing had come, it's like sex, isn't it, this thing would squeeze up and then go clip around the small bit, so that little step, so this little flappy bit there would fit neatly, and I worked it out, and I worked it out. I solved the mystery of just putting thumb pressure and pulling it up when it's warmer and softer. I was just putting thumb pressure, get my fucking fingers out of the way, thumb pressure, and just going, ah, and it wasn't that hard to do. This is one of those things where technique, yeah, is everything. You have this bit here, the plastic itself warmer, so it's softer and more pliable and a bit stretchier. And then you put your thumb down on there and you pull that up like that, you know what I mean? You've got to sort of grunt and fart a bit, but it's not that hard to do. And if you have to put 200 or 300 of these on, by the time you've got those 200 or 300 of them on, you're really fucking good and you're just going flop, 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 poof, on. And anyway, because because I so rarely replace these things, and I have had a hell of a time trying to figure it all out, and you know, get a G-clamp and two bits of wood and two holes and squeeze this and down on there and the one when I finally got it on, the only thing I could say was, "Oh look, Mummy, I'm finally butch." Oh God, you know. Yes. So we've rediscovered the technique for getting these things together, and it's not that hard. In fact, it's relatively simple. You know, get this in a warm place and it will become soft and elastic and more pliable, because in fact it's actually, if you try to do it anything other way than that simple sort of technique, any other, it's a fucking cunt of a thing to do. It really is. It's not like, you know, push one thing into another, get it, give it a fucking turn lock and it's on. This is a proper fitting that is done up once and subject to reasonable use. You know, subject to reasonable use. It's relatively easy to, it's meant to stay together for life. You know, it's not, these things get walked on, these things get pulled apart, run over, fucking. Run over, pulled apart, all that sort of stuff, and they stay together. They're fucking, they're a cunt to, a bit of a cunt to assemble unless you follow that technique exactly. They are a bit of a cunt to get together, but they stay together, and they stay together for a long time under all sorts of sort of reasonably unreasonable conditions and neglect and abuse and all this sort of stuff. And they're a well-made thing, but the technique, warm that stuff up, make it soft and pliable. It doesn't work when it's 5 degrees, it's hard as fuck. But when, you know, that's all, this outer bit is all warm and pliable, you have that down there. You heat it with a blowgun, you know, heat gun or something like that. Because it's cold, it's like 5 degrees, you know what I mean? You heat it with a fucking heat gun just to warm it up so it's warm and sort of pliable. And then you just go, you know. You just, and it fucking goes on. And you can say to Mummy, "Oh, look, Mummy, oh, I'm now butch." You know, for fuck's sake, I don't know where it came from, but it was a sight, more of a sort of an exudation of excitement that I'd, after a couple of hours of just going, "Oh, fuck, this is not going together, fuck this," you know, I finally figured it out. All right, men's. So now you know how to be, you can say, "Mummy, I'm finally booked."